Welcome to Manga Experts. Don't forget to join our Discord for more suggestion. Link will be in description below. For today we present you our top 10 picks for mangas that you won't regret reading. Watching the whole video will be highly appreciated. Please consider liking and subscribing to our channel. The Heavenly Demon Can't Live a Normal Life. Main character is the strongest person in Muirim and has killed hundreds of people. After dying in the Muirim world, he is reincarnated to a medieval fantasy world as a baron's useless son. The MC never bow his head to anyone. There is no unnecessary female character and romance. All you get is how Roman Dimitri make his way up to the top of this world. The main character is totally badass and ruthless. I highly recommend everyone to give it a try. Blood Loop. Coming from the mysterious space, the gray and crimson creatures collide on Earth. They are managing to transform as many humans as they can into their own kinds. Xiao Cheng and Zheng Yiren, best friends from childhood, were transformed into red and gray respectively. Standing on the opposite points, facing this collapsing world, what choices will the two brothers make? This is a good manhwa, but it can be boring sometimes, because the art is not suitable for everyone. A Bite in the Wind. Rihanna lives peacefully in a small town deep in the province of the Earthside Kingdom. She has a loving father, an interesting job and the childlike trust in the people around her, but everything changes after she encounters a dying dragon. He is the last one of his kind and possesses the power which can shake the world. And so Rihanna is thrown into turmoil, into the desperate search for answers, while the hunt after her begins. Only read it if you can bear a straightforward female MC in a world full of treacheries. Reformation of the Deadbeat Noble. Irene Pereira is a boy who sleeps to run away from reality. People mocked him, calling him a deadbeat, but he had no wish to change. Until one day, he dreamt of a swordsman. It was a dream about a talentless man who had been training by swinging his sword for decades. The story is something that has been explored somewhat in different manhwas, but the way this manhwa expands on the lazy person bedridden becomes hardworking is just amazing. Killer Stall. Chu, a middle-aged restaurant owner, is being ripped off by a couple of no-good teenagers. They might think he's a nobody, but there is a past to him that nobody knows. And nobody should know. Is he just a peaceful shopkeep, or is he something more than that? One thing is for certain: if you exercise violence, that violence will return to you in any shape or form. The man who bakes flour-based food and runs an eatery has a darker past than anyone could ever guess. Unless you see the name of his store. This manhwa is super wholesome and completed, but it's a bit dark near the end, so I don't recommend it to people with faint heart. Judge Lee Han Young. Judge Lee, who believed justice could be realized in the courtroom, did not follow the orders of his superiors and sentenced the conglomerate to life in prison before being killed. But is it because of the shenanigans he heard as a child? With all his memories, Lee gets a second life chance. The world needs him, Lee, the heretic of the judiciary, who knows only justice. This manhwa is super entertaining. MC is badass and uses his knowledge from his past life to solve cases as a judge, and this time he is gonna climb up the ladder to a better position. Time Roulette. Jihyun is taking the law course at elite school Korean National University. To make matters worse, his father was hit and run. A strange compass-like object enters his desperate eyes. Suddenly a messenger named Jun appeared. It is said that the time roulette grants wishes with its powers. Unexpected missions and disasters. And the master of time travel, karma. Will Jinyoon be able to find out the clues of the hit-and-run criminal and carry out his mission safely? This is a super awesome manhwa, just like Otherworldly Warrior. Rassid. A world where 11 kings with absolute reign live protected by knights. Apprentice Knight Hinta, together with his partner Kanat, venture on a journey to become appointed as formal knights. It's an action-packed fantasy story of two boys as they fight to become real knights. It has knights, kingdoms, and world building is super awesome. Characters are also well executed. Terror vs. Revival. The Terror Man and the Revival Man finally meet. Destruction is the beginning of resurrection. The whole world is in danger with the birth of a new evil. Min Yung Wu has the ability to see misfortune, and Xia Kuan has the ability to come back to life. The two heroes made different choices who will be the final victor. This is a combination of two of my favorite manhwa heroes. I Shall Live as a Prince. The main character graduated from a decent school, Hyun Ho struggled to find a job. One day, he went to sleep, after spending his day living the ordinary life of a poor Korean, and when he opened his eyes, he found himself as Grand Prince Jin Seong from the 15th century. Since he was now a rich prince, his plan was to live the high life, but he finds out that his brother is Yeon Sungun, the king of Joseon, infamous for being a crazy tyrant. And thus marks the start of the ordinary job seeker, Grand Prince Jin Seong's plan of making the tyrant Yeon Sungun into a great king and to protect his own wife. This manhwa is super awesome and wholesome. You definitely need to give this one a try. Do you agree with our picks? Check out our other videos for more suggestions. And don't forget to give us a like before going. Until then, take care and we will see you in our next videos.